You could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU Continuous Pain Relief Spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Yes, the frustration ends here. For those of you who just can't understand why you can't get that fill-in-the-blank to work the way it's supposed to work, iPad, telephone, computer, or maybe you're shopping. Maybe you're shopping for something new and you have no idea which one to buy. You went to the store and what looked to be two identical televisions are two different prices. Why? Same size screen, blah, blah, blah. We have the guy who can help you. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by Window World, and I know you know who Window World is. They make the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Jose's going to do a little high-tech monologue, I guess you could call it, and then we're going to take your call. So my recommendation is always to call right now, and you'll probably get in. But do it right now. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS. For those of you who hate letters and prefer numbers, that would be 314-969-5877. Or you can call 888-550-KTRS. And now Window World proudly presents Mr. Technology, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
Excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. Do you mind if I take a minute? This is not really part of the tech talk, but I want to do this because I forgot to do it last week because I know you're a big supporter of the cops. I'm a supporter of the cops.
Go right ahead.
You're a gun guy. I'm a gun guy. I asked last week or week before last, I guess, if a police officer from, let's say, University City could give a speeding ticket to somebody if the police officer happens to be in his car and he's out of his jurisdiction. And I've seen this before. I've been driving down like 70 in St. Charles, and I'll see a Maryland Heights police car. Now, I don't know, maybe he went to a convention, a meeting, or I don't know, but I always wonder, can he give me a ticket? Two responses, one from a police officer. His name is Ken, and here's what he says. Most police in the state have full arrest powers in the whole state. We can write tickets anywhere. If it's outside our jurisdiction, the charge has to be written through the state of Missouri instead of the municipality. Okay? The second response was from Rich, and I don't know if Rich is a cop or not, but his is different. He says, as far as police jurisdictions are concerned, in general, any police officer in Missouri can arrest someone in the act of committing a felony, whether it's in his jurisdiction or not. Okay, that's a felony. So if you're a cop from Maryland Heights and you're in University City, and there's a felony being, it doesn't matter. You can arrest him. When it comes to speeding, he says the officer can pull you over for speeding in another jurisdiction, but if it's another county, they have to radio or call for an officer in that jurisdiction to come and write the ticket. So I don't know what to make of that. And the only reason I put it in your segment and ate up part of your time, Jose, is an excuse to do my hand and mouth only, and that's all I use, police radio impression. And the reason I want to do it again is because, Jose, I'm turning to you, and I'm telling you, you have an opportunity here. If you can be that guy who finally makes police radio communication crystal clear, there has to be millions in it for you. Because with all the technology we have, I can hit the KTRS app if I'm in Seattle, and it's crystal clear. Yet, still to this day, I've said this before, a police car gets a call, and he's 8 blocks from the police station, and now, here's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Thank you. And I maintain they don't know what the other guy said. They just say, no matter what it is, they just say, Roger. You know, just Roger. So, Jose, if you get to work on that, you make a fortune.
I think they use the same equipment providers that the fast food chains use for taking your order out of the sign.
Yes. In fact, when the fast food window people finish with their equipment, they sell it to the police.
Right.
And they put that stuff in their cars. So that same guy that goes, yes, I'd like a hamburger. And then when you give your order, they go, you just always say, yeah, that's right. You don't even hear anything they said. And then they sell that to the cops.
The one that gets to me are the fast food restaurants that have multiple lanes.
Oh!
To try and shorten up your line.
Yes.
Okay, what's the use of me ordering there if the first thing that happens when I get to the window, you ask me, did you order this? Okay, if you can't keep track of what I ordered and I'm 8 feet away from you, why did you split it up into two lines?
All right, how about this? Tell the truth on this one, all of you. You're at one of those two-lane deals, left and right, but they merge into one lane. And I do this. Once I've ordered, I make sure the nose of my car is as far up. I want the other guy to know, hey, I already ordered, and I'm next. And I'm moving my car up as far as I can so you can't get in front of me.
Because then the orders will get screwed up, you think, too.
It's like if that's a good point. If the guy who ordered first isn't the one that moves his car up first, you're right. They might. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. But it's all sort of technology related, just because of that thing. And now, Jose, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Apple TV, the latest version, is available for pre-order today. The 32-gigabyte version is $149. And the 64-gigabyte version is $199. The nice thing about this one is that it includes Siri. So you can ask Siri to search content for multiple streaming providers. You can control your playback as well as ask Siri for new shows similar to the one you're watching.
All right, now hang on, because I'm sure there are a lot of other people that wonder this. When you say Apple TV, this is the same Apple TV that I had the two-year-old version of. It's not an actual television.
No, it's a distribution box.
Okay, like Roku and Hulu.
Right.
Right, okay.
Speaking of Roku, Charter is quietly launching what they call the skinny bundle of basic television channels. This is to try and keep people from completely cutting the cord. Their new service is called Spectrum TV Stream. It'll cost you $13 a month and includes a free Roku 3 player. It gives you access to the major broadcast channels, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, with the option of adding Showtime or HBO. In addition to that, you can add another 16 channels for $7 more, and those are going to include A&E, ESPN, Hallmark, Lifetime, The Food Network, AMC, FX, National Geographic, Discovery, and TLC.
Right, does anybody else agree with me that there's too much television?
Yes.
There's too much. Amazon now. Amazon's producing its own shows. Netflix, obviously. Who can
there
watch
should
all
be
this?
A service where it's essentially a click, a checkmark box, where you go on a provider's
website. What they call cafeteria plan.
Yes. And you just pick the channels you want, and you pay a fee per channel or whatever, but
the problem is that they take your regular cable payment every month and support channels that like only three people are watching.
Right, exactly.
And they include that in bundles and say, well, that's your basic bundle. Well, no one watches the Pottery Channel. Why is it on my television?
But it's overwhelming. And every once in a while, there's a really good, let's say, documentary, because PN and I love documentaries. This is a good documentary on, well, I didn't see it, and he didn't see it, because I don't have Amazon TV.
Right.
Or whatever it was. And that I'd love to have seen that one show. And maybe there'll be a way, when you're talking about a cafeteria plan, I think what would be nice would be every month you get a list of everything that's on, everything that's out there. Check what you want to see. Not so much what the source is,
right.
But I guess that'll never happen. But, boy, that would sure be nice.
It would.
Just the programming you want. Okay, what else?
And then last but not least, Wednesday, October 28th, YouTube is going to announce a new channel called YouTube Red.
No.
For $9.09 a month, you can watch any YouTube video without a commercial. It will also integrate with the YouTube Music app as well as Google Play. It's going to be interesting to see how many people actually are interested in buying that, because there are applications now that you can put in your browser add-ins that eliminate the commercials from the YouTube channels that you're watching anyway.
Okay. Am I crazy, or is it not on YouTube that when I watch a video, I see the commercial, and it says you can skip this ad in 5 seconds?
Right, for the longer ones.
Even if
it's 30 seconds, I'm not paying $120 a year. I'll just wait 30 seconds.
Right.
That's not a big deal to me, but I'm not paying any attention to it anyway.
Right. And for those of you that are iPhone and iPad users, if you're going to buy this service, don't buy it through the iTunes store, because it seems our friends over at Apple charge an upcharge of 30%. So if you're on your iDevice, it's going to cost you $12.99 a month to buy it.
I guarantee you there are people paying, and I'm not trying to be crazy and exaggerate here. I promise you there are people who pay $1,000 a month to watch TV because they subscribe. They got money, and they subscribe to everything. They have Netflix. They have Amazon. They have every single channel you can get, HBO, Showtime, Starz, Cinema. You could rack up $1,000 a month.
And that football ticket and
hockey. Oh, yeah, the NFL package of every game. And then on one screen, I really don't get this, you have 8 football games going in little squares at the same time on one screen. Okay, throw that in there.
Yeah.
And it's $100 a month here and 50 here and 10 here, and you could spend $1,000. I spend, I'm ashamed to say this, about $400 a month to watch all the stuff we watch.
And I don't know if it's a problem for you, but for me, with all the channels, I'm one of those people that as I'm surfing, I'll find something and I'll kind of memorize, okay, I want to come back to that, but I want to look for other things. That by the time I cycle through and get back, whatever it is I wanted to see is something different now.
Yeah.
Or you can't remember, because let's face it, there's 200 channels. I cannot remember what channel number it was, and I don't have a guide in front of me. I want to go to HBOE or Showtime 2 or whatever it is. I can't remember what the number is.
Right.
And then you got to go through the whole guide. The Comedy Central Museum TV. And hopefully, finally, you go, oh, there it is. It's just too much. It's too much. But, hey, who are we? You want to take some calls?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. Up first is Ed. Ed, say hello to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose.
Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, I want to upgrade my TV. I got a big screen now. I want to go to a bigger one. And I see that they have the new curved TVs out. What's your thoughts, and what do you think about the curved TVs?
I think curved TVs are going to go the way of 3D televisions.
Thank you. I do, too.
Okay.
They're a nice, it's a technology in search, it's an answer in search of a question. And no one has ever asked, can I have a curved TV?
Yeah, it's going to go the way of quadraphonic stereo.
It came about because IMAX theaters that were in, like, planetariums and stuff are curved screens, and those are actually curved at the radius of your eyeball, so it's supposed to add. But a flat-screen TV, this seems to work fine.
Okay.
Not only that, Ed, if you try to hang the curve on a wall, it'll keep wobbling back and forth all the time.
Well, I didn't think about that.
If you're looking to spend that kind of money, Ed, you might want to look at a 4K television.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I read about those too, but I just didn't know about the curved TV. If there's something special about them or anything, but just...
Yeah, they're curved.
Just curved.
That's it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jose.
You're welcome, Ed.
As a layman... Had you not been here today and we pulled a Dr. Doug where we fill in for him and answer questions, I would have actually had that answer right. I just said it's a flash in the pan, it's a gimmick, and it's not going to sell to any real degree. Ben's next. Ben, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Yesterday I thought we lost everything on our computer until we rebooted and then we got everything back, but I thought I lost everything on iTunes.
Yes.
Now, is iTunes like an account? I never have to log into it, or is it downloaded on your computer and you would never be able to retrieve it? Or would you be able to retrieve it if it ever happened?
iTunes is an application that runs on your computer that talks to the Apple store. You have to have an account to have iTunes.
Okay.
You can go to iTunes, but you can't do anything without an account.
Right. The content that you've converted, if you've got some music of your own that you wanted to put into your iPod, if you've still got that music, that's safe. But anything you've ordered is going to be at risk.
But it's saved, is it, through iTunes account?
It's in your PC in a subdirectory, in a folder.
So if I get an external drive, I'd be able to save all that in case it ever happens?
Absolutely. It's also the music, the most recent load of your music playlist is in your iDevice.
Okay.
But if you lose everything on the computer and install a new iTunes, it's blank. When you plug that iDevice back in, iTunes syncs from the computer to the device. It'll blank load the whole list that you've got on your player. But there's applications, and one of them is iTunes spelled backwards, that will offload the information from your iDevice back to the PC or your computer.
Okay, one more question. I like to create folders. So if I have an i6. So if I create folders on iTunes, I can re-download onto my phone, and those folders will show up the same.
It should sync with your iCloud. You have your iCloud with your 6?
Yes.
Yeah, if you can sync to your iCloud, it'll save all that stuff.
Okay. All right. So create the folders on iTunes, save it to the cloud, and then sync it up with my phone.
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, Ben. That was Ben, correct?
Yes.
Also, good news, fellow iPhone users. I guess you noticed we had yet another software update. I just did it last night. I can't wait to see what it screwed up this time, because essentially the software updates are brought in to fix what they screwed up in the previous software update.
Well, you remember a couple weeks ago, Frank, we had callers that were complaining about the KTRS app on their iDevices.
They couldn't click it off.
Right.
Yeah.
And it ended up being because of one of the updates.
And I actually think, though, that's a great plan. You put the KTRS app on, and you start listening to our station, and no matter what you do, you can't turn us off.
That's right.
I think it's a great thing. Bob, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you today?
Hey, it's Bob with 1-0.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bob.
Good to hear from you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. I have two, a long one and a short one. The long one is, I have an Android phone operating system, and I've just kind of discovered this speak to text.
Yes.
So when I need to write an email or anything, I can, and I really love it, even if it's not perfect. But as soon as I've gotten a hang of it, now the little gray box that opens up in the bottom that says tap to speak, It just doesn't go away. And I press the upper X box, I close the applications, I go into like my system settings and close all apps. It still just sits there and covers everything on the bottom third of my screen.
Okay.
And the only way to get rid of it is to reboot my phone.
Okay.
It's inconvenient, so I don't like doing that anymore.
What recent apps have you added?
Oh, I don't think I recall adding anything.
Because I had a similar issue with my Android, and it was one of the apps that I had added was causing some errors with that text box, because the app I added was another text.
Well, the last one I added was the thing Frank was talking about, those sleep apps. I put a sleep app on there.
Yeah, okay. For like a sound machine.
Yeah, I started doing that at night.
You didn't happen to make the mistake of downloading the POTG app, did you?
POTG.
Porn on the go.
No. Oh.
Traveler's porn app. Good, then that's not your problem.
Yeah. So I'm looking at my other apps, and I'm not seeing anything that I did recently other than that.
Okay. I would do an internet search.
See, I just didn't know how to search for that. I mean, but I guess maybe
there's Android forums, and you may need to figure out which version of Android you're running.
Okay,
because it separates them out into KitKat and chocolate bar and ice cream and vanilla whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty clear. Okay, I'll see if I can find a forum on that.
Sorry.
See if I can get that. That's okay. The next question is, what would you recommend as the best free, for I'm talking about on a computer, the best free voice-to-text app there is?
Google.
Okay.
Google's free. If you want to spend a little money, drag and drop is probably the best pay for.
Now, is that drag and drop or like drag and drop? Like the animal.
Like the mythical animal.
Okay, drag and drop.
Drag and drop.
I'm surprised he needs an app or something for voice to text, because the iPhone built-in voice to text blows me away. And
well, here's
how good it is.
I'm teaching a class,
okay,
and they're asking us to put all of our lectures in typewritten form. And I never type my lectures. I have speaking points. And so now we have to do the, and it just it would take forever to
what
type.
What a drag.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, is.
But drag and drop uses what they call a natural speech format.
Okay.
It comes with a headset.
Okay.
And you basically talk, and the problem with most of the speech to text converters, if you use them after a while, is you start talking in cadence.
Okay.
And it hurts. because you're having to enunciate each thing that you say, and you're having to speed up or slow down to meet the cadence of the machine talk.
Okay.
So, but that's they do the drag and drop does a good job as a pay as a pay product.
I will look that, see what should have been a bucks back my life easy. Appreciate it.
As old people say, don't be a stranger, okay?
Couldn't call, get any stranger, Frank.
Call anytime, Bob.
Hey, take care, Bob. Bye-bye.
We'll take one more, but I do want to say this since Bob mentioned it. When we travel, there are only a handful of things my wife and I agree on. We both like to go to the movies, and we both have apps on our phones for sleep sound. And before you go buying some Bed Bath & Beyond you know, alarm clock with his ocean and seagulls. My goodness, download these free apps with, they're just called, just type in sleep sounds, and it's terrific. It's as good as any, you know, clock radio we ever bought. It's wind chimes and birds or rain or babbling brook or ocean. So use that because it's free and it works. We'll go to Richard. Richard, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. This is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Richard.
I happen to be totally blind. I can't see anything.
Okay.
I happen to be computer illiterate, and the only phone that I have is this flip top that I'm talking on now. I think it's from Verizon. It's got a button on the number 5. That I can, you know, I can tell where I am by touching that.
Yes.
Are there any other phones that have any buttons on them that I could use?
You mean touchpad keys?
Yes.
I know that, and this is going to be a blast from the past, that BlackBerry still makes handsets. And I believe the most recent one is called a ZQ10. And it is... it has a keypad as well as a touchscreen. I think any of the flip phones that you're going to find have touchpads that are going to have that single dot over the 5. I haven't seen any that are Braille compatible.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find something that, you know, has the buttons on it.
Right. Jose and Richard, I'm confused. What does the 5 do?
It has a little bump on it, so you can tell that that's the number 5.
Oh, okay.
For visual impairment, to orient your fingers to the keyboard, the number 5, for the ones that have push buttons on it, has a small dimple on it to say you're centered.
And I have a voice activated.
Right.
You know, so I can call my people and all that stuff.
Richard, there's a company called Great Call, G-R-E-A-T, Great Call. And I don't know if they have anything for blind people, but they do a terrific job of making simple phones for older people with great big keys and big fonts on the text
cheese.
On the screen. No,
keys.
Keys, not cheese, rat boy. I wouldn't be surprised if Great Call, and that's the name of the company, didn't have a product that might help you. It's worth taking a look at.
What about the Society for the Blind? Have they...
No, they don't have anything.
Okay.
Well, I hope you find it. And Richard, I don't know, have we spoken before?
Yes.
Yes.
You lost your sight in your 50s, is that right?
About 20 years ago. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so how you doing? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah. My hat is off to you, and I told you that before.
Yeah.
Anybody that loses sight midlife, that has got to be a tough go. But again, you sound like a very positive, optimistic person, and I applaud you for that. I would like to be more like that. So good for you.
The only good thing about it is I remember my wife and all my girlfriends from 20 years ago and how great they looked.
No, that's not the only good thing, and I think I told you before, here's the other good thing. You have an excuse to walk up and touch any woman's breasts that you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other restaurant occasionally.
Yeah, that's the other good thing. And then what are they going to do? Once they realize you're blind, slap you, have you arrested? No, you're clear.
My wife keeps pulling my hand away.
Well, wives do that. If you were sighted, she'd do that.
Yeah.
So that's just what wives do. Our best to you, Richard. Good luck with this.
Now, what was that first one you told me about? Was
The place for the phones.
Great talk.
Great call.
Great call.
Great G-R-E-A-T call. It's just a company, and they make phones that are very simple and easy to use, especially for older people, and I, it's just worth a shot to see if they make something, and they have a website for the people who can't see. That'd be worth a try.
All right, I'll give them a try.
Okay, Richard, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there you go. Helping people. That's what we do here. That's who we are, the helpers, the people helpers. And joining in and helping people, of course, every Monday is Jose Hernandez. If you'd like to contact him, he has an email address, and he's happy to throw it out there. In fact, I'll let him throw it out there. I'll let you do it this time. Go ahead, Jose.
It's techquestions@ktrs.com.
There you go, techquestions@ktrs.com. And we thank Window World for so many things, the least of which is not now the sponsorship of this segment every Monday with Jose. Give it up, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Thank you,
Jose.
Have a good day, everybody.
Now we go to Tim Weiland because people in their cars want to know if they should stay the course or deviate and go somewhere else. Tim, what do you got?
Well, you've got an accident on eastbound 44 at Jefferson. It was blocking several lanes. Now it looks like it's just the right lane blocked. Traffic is jammed back between Kings Highway and Grand. We're looking pretty heavy on westbound 44 / eastbound 70 from the Museo Veterans Bridge to the Depress section. Still have that road work going on eastbound 270 between 157 and 159 causing slowdowns. And on eastbound 40 downtown, things jamming up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. And, folks, it's time to check in with John Londoff. And before I introduce him, I think today, we don't do this often, I think we should stand up, give him a rousing standing ovation, because this guy spends a lot of money helping keep this show on the air. John Londoff, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Think about John. Think about.
Now, I don't know why you're doing this.
Why?
Because you're calling late.
See, you can't even say
you know, you're just you're kissing up to me, you're sucking up because you're going to cut me short. You know, I'm not going to get like 5 minutes in, maybe 6 minutes, but that's okay. It's all right.
Well, hold on. You're not going to get that 5 or 6 minutes in. What are you talking about? You mean that 15 or 16 minutes in? No, you're not going to get
too
that.
Too long.
That is too long.
I can't talk that long. I can't talk that long to you. I've run out of things to say.
Well, you have for 12 years.
Well, 11 years and 6 months.
Okay.
Not quite 12 yet.
Right. 11 years and 6 months.
You like rounding things up. I noticed that.
So how you doing?
I'm doing great. I am doing fantastic. Matter of fact, my district sales manager, Julie Conley, was just in my office, and I told her I was going to put her on the program, so she's on the phone with a couple of our managers out of Dallas, Texas, the regional office for Chevrolet. So we're ordering more product. Exactly what we're doing, we are ordering more product because we need more product because we've sold so many vehicles. So many AM and the PM listeners have come in that we must order more product so that we have what the great AM and the PM listeners.
And how about also a round of applause for every AM and the PM or who's ever bought a vehicle, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Yeah. We applaud you.
George!
It's almost time.
Oh, man, it is. But, hey, we're selling cars. We have been so busy. And it wasn't that way early in the month, and we talked a little bit about, I sure hope things pick up. Well, then they pick up, and you're almost, but not quite, overwhelmed. This weekend, the grill mistress met not one, no, not two, not even three, four AM and the PM customers that bought cars this Saturday.
Oh, four, not just shoppers, but four buyers.
Yeah.
There you go.
And she fed them well. She is a tremendous cook, and the grill mistress did a great job. And it was a gorgeous day Saturday, just one of those like perfect October days, a little overcast and not real windy, but very, very, very busy.
You got to be kind of depressed that it's not a little colder for that duck hunting thing. I'm looking at the...
I don't get depressed.
Well, okay, since it's a figure speech.
I mean, come on. All I do is look at Mimi Londoff.
The figure speech.
So, yesterday, we're getting ready to run the Glendale Firehouse Run.
Tell me
every
about
year. Glendale, Missouri. It is one of the hilliest, most adorable communities in the world. 5-mile run, 7 hills in 5 miles. Of the seven, three are like monsters. Well, this gentleman comes up to me. He goes, "You Johnny Londoff?" I'm like, "Yes." He goes, "My name's George. I'm sorry, George, I forgot your last name, but he listens every day." He says, "I listen to you and Frank," and he goes, "Oh my God, it's one of my favorite segments of the AM and the PM show when you and Frank get on the air and banter back and forth." And I said, "Well, so you like that he makes fun of me?" He goes, "Oh, you come back in, I'm pretty good." But coming up to me, there's hundreds of people getting ready to run this race, and this gentleman is AM and the PM, and as all AM and the PM listeners, just a great guy, funny, was cracking a few jokes, and he goes, "You must be Mimi." And she goes, "Yes, I am. Oh, I hear about you running all the time." Mimi's looking at me like, "Oh, my God, this is unbelievable." So,
how many people were in this run? How many people were in this run?
They have a one-mile run, then a 2.5, and then a five-mile run. And I would say that easily there were 300-plus people on Sunday morning in beautiful Glendale.
Nice crowd.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Now, when you do something like this, is it because your wife tells you you're going to do it, and is it you're going to do this, are you like garage sale people who go to the paper and find out where all the garage sales are? Do you just seek out these runs and go do them, or is there a particular reason you pick the ones you do to run in?
Yeah, well, I think the Glendale run helps support the awesome fire department of firefighters, it's just a great event, and there's little kids everywhere. There's great. There's so many great things about St. Louis. I'm so sick and tired of the media blasting. We can't wait to start talking about the negative. What about the positive? Look, unbelievable communities. What about the great police officers, the cops that are out there in fire protection, first responders? What about the people that are there, always there to take care of us when we cry for help? Man, we can't wait. We can't wait to build somebody up, so then we can knock them back down to earth. I don't get it. But you got so many great communities in the St. Louis area that I'm just very, very proud to have one of the number one Chevy stores in the country here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri, since 1960. God bless John Londoff Sr. getting the North County franchise in 1957.
Now, somebody had told me that you just paid off that building and lot, and you actually now own, after all these years,
own.
Is that true?
Wow.
Is that true?
Just because I talk about somebody coming up and saying that I'm so funny on your show, you got to try to throw in a little dagger, don't you, there, buddy?
What's a dagger?
Isn't it a dagger?
What I was trying to do was call attention to the fact that you own your building and lot. You turned it into an insult.
We've owned the building and lot for a while. We quit using that tagline because it was like getting so old.
Well, what Dan just said was...
That's why we're the home of the, are you kidding me?
What Dan just did is what should have hurt your feelings. You didn't even hear him. He says, "I thought it was bidding and lot. We own our bidding and lot." See, that was making fun. That was Dan, not me. I've never even noticed. You know what? I've never even noticed that you said, "And we own a bidding and lot here at Johnny Lundo Chevrolet." Jenny Lundo Chevrolet. I've never even noticed it.
Johnny Lundo Chevrolet. Don't start making fun of the name, buddy. Okay? Because you might think you're protected over there in Westport. I could be there in 10 minutes flat. Wouldn't be pretty either, buddy. I'm telling you, man. No, I would never hurt you.
Well, you know what? You're doing something right. Even if you do say bidding and lot. Hey, it's working.
You do not say
bidding. You know what? It's working. It's working.
I don't use it anymore. How about, get up, can you say, "Are you kidding me?"
Are you kidding me? That sounded more like your dog, Black Jack, the Blackwater Jack.
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me? Hey, what's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Are you wearing a hat today?
Nope.
Man. Sorry about that, Dan and Ian.
Why would I?
It'll be a little painful.
Oh. Oh, you're talking about the light, the reflection?
You know how lame that is? You know that...
Not lame.
The lamest thing you can say to a bald guy. Ooh, give me some sunglasses. Reflection off your head. I can give you...
I know why. Because you save so much money on the shampoo and conditioner and gel.
You know what? I don't even know what a haircut costs, but isn't an average haircut 10 or 15 bucks?
Probably 15.
All right, how often do you get a haircut? Because I don't know. Every week, 2 weeks? How often do you get?
Usually once a month.
Once a month. Yeah. Okay, 12 times.
I go every 3 weeks to a studio Bronco.
Let's say it was only, free plug, free haircuts. Let's say it was only once a month. That's 12 a year at let's just say, $10. We'll be conservative. That's $120.
No. I would say average is $15.
Okay, so let's say, I'll get $200.
It's been that long since you got a haircut?
35 years. $200 times 35 years. That's how much I've saved. That's how I bought that, that's how I bought that Tahoe with haircut money. And a special savings account.
Well, then that's good. I mean, as long as you have money to buy that Tahoe, it's from saving money on haircuts, I'll go with that.
What's the phone number again?
314-837-1800, 247-365 at lawndoff.com, LONDOFF.com. Hey, send out a message to me, lawndoffjr at lawndoff.com. I love meeting the AM and the PM crowd, so please ask to say hello.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Late tonight.
We'll talk soon. We'll send you some business. They're on the way, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye, John. Bye-bye. We tease him, but I will tell you that if we had five advertisers just like him, truth is we do. We have 13 or 14, and their own way, they're just as important as John Landolf. But normally, and especially now, it's so difficult to get new advertisers on the air. In my dream scenario, every new advertiser would come on board the way he did. It was a Saturday. I had never met him. We met on a Saturday, and by golly, Monday morning, he's on the air and has been for almost 12 years.
Yeah.
So that's how it should work. You click, you just know it'll work. He trusts us to sell cars. And here's the other thing other advertisers need to understand. This man's not stupid. He's been doing this a while. His dad did it for a long, long time. You don't spend money on advertising if the return on your investment isn't there. You certainly wouldn't keep doing it for 12 years. So we sell, thanks to you people who go, a lot of cars. And the way I like to look at it is this. And you can think about this, whatever business you're in, however you're wasting your advertising money. He could not hire any car salesman. There's no car salesman that he could hire and pay a salary that's the equivalent of what he spends here, who could sell as many cars as we do with the help of you folks listening. No, there's no such salesman who could sell that many cars. So that's the way I like to look at it. For far less than he would pay the world's greatest car salesman, he gets a lot more cars sold, has some fun doing it, thanks to the fact that you folks let us have fun. So thank you, John, and thank you every single advertiser who's been on here. The average amount of time, 8 years. Not 2 months, not a year. Average about 8 years. So I don't want to beg, and I don't want to make this to be too big a sales pitch, but I've said many times before, we don't do a very good job of slapping ourselves on the back and letting the advertising world, the people who advertise, know how dedicated we are when we go to work for you. And that's the way I look at it. I work for Landolf Chevrolet. I work for Matheny Heating and Cooling. I work for all these people. I don't want to get fired like any other job. I don't want to get fired. And you folks have seen to it that we've kept our jobs. So thank you for that. And if there's anybody listening, as I always say, and you know you're wasting advertising money. You know you got sucked in by some pitch from another station or the newspaper or television or a cable salesman. You got sucked into buying something, and you flat out cannot see that it was worth the money. Why don't you send me an email? We'll talk. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. We need to take a break, don't we?
Yes.
Let's do it. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know what I think's interesting, and I don't think there's a better rapport with the advertiser and client than what am I trying to say?
You're not saying it very well.
Yeah, I know. Between you and Johnny, there is nobody that has that kind of rapport anywhere on radio.
Well, here's what drives me nuts. I hear other radio people. all over the dial. And it happens here, too, where they say, I want you to go see my friends at... And they don't even know those people. They're not
right.
friends with those people. Go see my good friend Bob Smith down at Bob. They're not friends with those people.
That drives me nuts.
I am very happy to say that Tom Price and John Landoff and the Matheny's, and I do know these people. I like these people. If I didn't like them, they wouldn't be on here.
Right.
And if it didn't work, they wouldn't be on here. So, yeah, it is genuine, and
it's fun to listen to.
And at first, it was shaky at first because, you know, he went in, and these guys will remember. It was a lot of him doing price and product, and here's how many we have in stock. And I just told him, I said, you know what? I don't think people want to hear a lot of that because they hear that everywhere. They hear those same numbers other places. Let's just talk. Let's just let people get to know you and understand that there really is a guy named John Landoff, and you can actually meet him if you want to. Unlike, and I would love to name names. I could name you names of three well-known big-time dealers whose names are known by everybody. You will never meet them. Ever. You just won't. Some of them don't even live here. And now...
You'll never go up and buy a car like I did, and I checked other dealerships and that, and have the salesman eventually come and go, hey, look, what do you want to do? My time is worth... my time's valuable. That's what they told me.
Hold on. Are you kidding me?
I told you this. It was a couple years ago when I was looking for my cruise. I went up to Johnny, and then I told him, I want to go shop around a little bit and see.
Okay.
John had the best deal, but when I went to one in South County, the gal showed me around. We're talking to her, and she finally said, look, you know, my time's valuable. What do you want to do?
I would love that to happen to me. Oh, my goodness. That's my ideal situation. I'd love for a salesperson to say that to me.
I'd have
a lot of fun with that.
I should have.
How's that traffic?
Traffic. All right. They're still working with this accident on eastbound Highway 44 at Jefferson, but they've moved it off to the shoulder, partially blocking the exit lane, but it's not quite. The jam there is starting to give up, let up now. And we also have that jam on eastbound 270. They have completed the road work. All lanes are open, but you still have that jam up that goes between 157 and 159. Downtown, eastbound 40, that's jamming up now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 44, we're finding it slow from Arsenal out through Murdoch. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification, and we're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status this FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. We're the brothers behind Firehouse Subs.
When we set out to create a barbecue sub, we wanted to do it right.
Texas style.
Our USDA choice brisket is pit smoked over hickory for 16 hours in one of the best smokehouses in Texas. We top it with melty cheddar and barbecue sauce.
Award-winning Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Come in and try the Smokehouse Beef and Cheddar Brisket.
Firehouse Subs. Excuse me, I'm eating.
That's real nice. Founded by firemen.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment. Starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lim's Don't Be River. You know, the Cleve Cab. You're aiming the P. I did that. You're aiming the PM Cab Company. There's an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to use. And it works. And it's a great way to get a Cleve Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good Monday afternoon. How's it going?
Going great, Bill. How about you?
Doing real well. Well, the Trix breakfast cereal. You guys had Trix before?
Yeah.
They're getting rid of their cartoon rabbit mascot.
What?
Hate to see that. And apparently a little bit of a drama, I guess. The Trix breakfast cereal mascot got into a scene with a cop. For the love of God, I knew I was going to screw this up. I'm so sorry. Let's try it again. Let's just pretend it didn't happen.
Edit that out, peon.
Let's try it again. The Trix breakfast cereal is getting rid of their cartoon rabbit mascot. Apparently, he was caught in a compromising position with the Energizer Bunny. That's what the struggle was for him right there.
You stumble.
Hurricane Patricia hit Mexico over the weekend, the biggest storm ever documented in this part of the world. It cost Mexico nearly $50 million in improvements.
I knew it. I knew he'd use that joke.
I know. And a guy in California has been arrested after he stabbed his potential employer during a job interview.
Ooh.
Well, at least he now has an answer to the interviewer's question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? He knows what we're doing. And finally, this afternoon...
I get it. Prison humor.
Mm-hmm. Really upset about that trick one. I'm really mad about that one. A new study shows that children are suffering bad health effects from eating too much pizza. A study was explaining a pie chart which kids tried to eat.
Oh, pie chart.
Oh, I get it.
Yes.
Pizza pie.
Thanks, everybody.
Stuff you're welcome.
Like yeah. Cleveland segment brought to you by Cleve Cab. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KHRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
Folks, I told you I'd let you know when it was official. It is official. Schaefer Auto Body is now open in Columbia, Missouri. 10 locations, Columbia, Missouri. There will be an 11th. I'm just going to go ahead and predict that, because when you do body work the way they do it, well, there's a reason they have 10. There'll be more. Columbia, Missouri. Creasy Springs Road. I'm not real familiar with Columbia, but those of you who go there often. Now, if you have an accident and you're in Columbia, you get caught in a tailgate crowd and somebody bumps you, good news. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And I'll save this for next time, but I got a tremendous email, and I've gotten many over the years about somebody who had an accident.